From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Police in Thailand say they've arrested a suspect in connection with the August 17th bomb attack in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people. Police spokesman said the suspect was arrested Saturday on the outskirts of Bangkok after police found possible bomb-making materials in an apartment he had rented. VOA correspondent Steve Herman in Bangkok says a police official has identified the suspect as a 28-year-old Turkish national named Adam Karadag. No one's claimed responsibility yet for the bombing, which took place at the popular Erawan Shrine in central Bangkok. Authorities say a number of tourists were among the victims. Scores more people were wounded. The Islamic State Group's top English-speaking hacker and recruiter has been killed in an airstrike in what some U.S. officials are calling another major blow to the terror group. U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Patrick Ryder confirmed Junaid Hussein was killed in a U.S. airstrike August 24th in Raqqa, Syria. Hussein, a British citizen who also went by the name Abu Hussein al-Britani, had been high on the Pentagon's list of most wanted Islamic State targets. Hussein grew up in Britain and as a teenager was part of the British hacking group known as Team Poison. An Egyptian court has found three Al Jazeera journalists guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and has sentenced them to 3 years in prison. The Cairo court announced the verdicts and the sentences of the retrial Saturday. Judge Hassan Farid, in handing down the sentences, said the journalists had equipment that had not been approved by Egyptian security officials. This is VOA. Protesters are descending on Malaysia's capital for a two-day rally demanding the resignation of the prime minister who's facing serious fraud allegations. Tohar Nian is one of the protesters.
I want to make a statement by my presence here today that I'm very concerned with the situation right now and I still love my country.
Bursi, the country's leading civil society, wants Najib Razak to resign. Following revelations, he received $700 million into his personal accounts from the government-owned 1MDB investment fund. Mr. Najib has denied the allegations, saying the money was a gift from the Middle East. He says corruption allegations are part of an effort to bring down Malaysia's longtime ruling coalition. The cleanup from Tropical Storm Erica is getting underway on the Caribbean island of Dominica, where the storm is blamed for deaths of 20 people. Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett said Friday Erica brought monumental destruction to the tiny island of nearly 75,000 people.
You can well imagine the hell it has been for me since I heard of the passing of Tropical Storm Erica and the damage it has done to my dear people and our beloved country, the Commonwealth of Dominica. But we all have to pull ourselves together.
Erica also drenched the Dominican Republic Friday before moving over Haiti as the storm weakened. People in the Bahamas are stocking up on supplies and making sure they have fuel to move out at moment's notice. U.S. President Barack Obama says Alaskans, residents of the vast and remote northwestern state that lies partially in the Arctic Circle, are already feeling the effects of climate change as he prepares for a three-day visit to the state starting Monday. Mr. Obama said in his weekly address Saturday that Alaskans are experiencing bigger storm surges as sea ice melts, more frequent and extensive wildfires, deteriorating glaciers, and some of the swiftest shoreline erosion in the world. Mr. Obama said that if Americans do nothing about climate change, Alaskan temperatures are projected to rise between 3.3 and 6.7 Celsius by the end of the century, affecting many industries. And President Obama says the Iran nuclear deal will block any path Tehran has to develop an atomic bomb, as he addresses concerns from the American Jewish community about the agreement. During a webcast organized by two Jewish organizations, Mr. Obama suggested a thaw in relations with Israel over the Iran deal will happen sooner rather than later. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.